State Dance Line coverage here on Q92, brought to you by Erickson Chevrolet, Ludvigson Tiling, Madison Bottling Company, Mark Boris Crop Insurance, Greg Thole Electric, Jenny O Turkey Store, Ag Processing Incorporated, Black Barrel Corn and Soybean Growers, Kluver Law Office, United Prairie Bank in Madison, B. Johnson Electric, Field Crest Fertilizer, Zarbach Funeral Home and Memorials, American Surplus, Dean Martinson, Pioneer Seeds. State Dance coverage brought to you by Johnson Memorial Health Services, Hanson and Dahl Funeral Home, Chippewa County Montevideo Hospital, Dawson Co-op Credit Union, The Mattress Barn and Marshall, Lee Motor Company, Dawson, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Warren Trigestead, United Prairie Insurance Agency, Lund Implement Company. State Dance coverage brought to you by Swenson, Nelson & Stoltz Attorneys, Madison Dental Clinic, Miller Services Incorporated, and by Madison Optical. Now let's turn it over to Paul Ramo.
And we got Catherine Knutson with us. We'll talk with Catherine. We're short of a headset here, but that's all right. We'll start with you, Kristen. Okay. Kristen's sitting next to me, Montevideo Gold Dusters. Kristen, first of all, congratulations on making it down the state.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
I'm really excited to perform.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, is this the first time Montevideo's been to state jazz?
Yes.
That's the first time in school history?
Yep.
Oh, wow, that's exciting, isn't it?
Yep.
All right. Now, you're in high kick, right?
Yes.
Okay. Now, I got to tell our listeners, last year, Kristen helped me broadcast a little bit during the state dance. Montevideo wasn't in the state tournament.
Nope, we got fourth at sections last year.
Yep. And so you helped me last year. And you remember what I told you last year?
Nope.
You won't be helping me broadcast next year because you're going to be on the floor, right?
Oh, yeah.
Talk about your high kick routine, Montevideo Gold Dusters.
We're dancing to songs from The Greatest Showman. We have 24 girls dancing, and we're really excited to perform, to be able to come to state. And we're really excited to be here.
You're on high kick as well?
Yep.
Okay. What was it like when you heard you're going to go to state in Montevideo last Saturday?
It was just overwhelming, and we were all so excited because not being here last year, it was a challenge for us to keep on going and push forward this year, and we did it, so it's awesome.
Yep, awesome. And, of course, high kick is tomorrow, and
yep.
Has you still got the nerves in you?
Yeah.
Yeah? So how do you come up with your routine and your theme and stuff? Who does the choreography? How do you come up with that?
For the routine, we have a few girls that aren't in a falls course that get to do some choreography work. And for the theme, our coaches kind of sit down with seniors and captains, and we figure out something that we all like and think can take us far, and just go for it.
Work hard, right?
Yep.
So take us through it. You guys practice sometimes in the morning and late at night, or what?
Yep. Sometimes we have early practice before school. Sometimes we have it after school, and sometimes we have late practice.
Okay.
Whatever we need to do to get on the floor and get some time in. Yep.
Practice at home, too, I bet.
Yep.
Huh? Any furniture over yet?
Not yet.
Okay. Yes. What's it like being down here? You guys get down here last night?
Yep, we came last night and stayed in the hotel, and it's awesome for our jazz girls to be here. They deserve it.
Right. All right, let's talk to one of the jazz girls here. This is Catherine. Catherine Knutson, right? Hi, Catherine. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Amongst the loud music here, of course, AA and AAA, they're competing in jazz right now. The lower bowl of Target Center is basically almost full. And Montevideo Gold Dusters, talk about your jazz team. You performed earlier this afternoon.
Yes, we did.
And your comments, your thoughts about the performance?
I thought we did very well for the first time on the state floor this year.
Now, last Saturday in Montevideo, you played fourth, right, in jazz?
Yep.
And when you heard you were going to state, what were you thinking, Catherine? Yeah, you have a large fan base too, don't
yes,
you, Catherine?
We do.
Talk about some of the fans. Are alumni come and stuff like that?
Yes, most of them all come back and watch us, even at practice.
Yeah. Now, is it a little different performing on the Target Center floor than in the Montevideo gym? I mean, as far as gym space goes,
yes, the arena's a lot bigger than what we're used to, but being here a couple years ago, it was nice to be back.
Yep.
Always a big
probably give some shout-out to your coaches. Why don't you give your coaches and talk about them a little bit?
Big shout-out. We have, maybe I'm a little biased, the best coaching team, I think, around. They work well together, and where one lacks, the other one has strength there, and they keep us up and floating on high water, so.
Do they work you hard?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Are you a close-knit bunch of girls?
Very close.
Do a lot of things on and off?
Yeah.
You're just joining us. We're talking with Montevideo Goldusters, Autumn Boothman. Boothman? I want to get that right.
Yep.
Catherine Knutson and Kristen DeYoung. And, of course, Jazz today, high kick tomorrow. And who are your coaches again? I'm sorry.
Amanda Metesky, Amanda Blum, Sarah Fagan, and Mackenzie Vandalinati.
Oh, so you got four of them. Okay.
Yep.
Talk about the uniforms in Jazz. They look pretty sharp out there.
Yes, we actually borrowed them from White Zeta a couple years ago, so they definitely sparkle on this case floor.
Speaking of White Zeta, when I showed up here this morning, they were doing their mark time, and I just, whoa, this is amazing.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, some good dance teams here, aren't there?
Yeah.
Well, congratulations, girls, on making it to state, especially for the first time in Jazz.
Thank you.
Yeah, and Catherine, Autumn, how many times in high kick? Do you know off the top of your head this Montevideo? You kind of were a dynasty a few years ago, weren't you?
Yeah.
Go ahead. Yeah. Headset here to Kristen, so she seems to know the answer to that question, huh?
We played Jeopardy last night. That was, I don't quite remember the number, but we played Jeopardy last night. That was one of the questions.
Was it like 12?
It was like 12, I think. But
that was
for a state championship.
Yeah.
The Goldusters have won a state championship in high kick, right?
Yeah.
Maybe one or twice or something like that.
Yeah.
Jazz. It should be in.